As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. I want to welcome you to the Engineer Your Success podcast. My name is Dr. James Bryant. I am your host and your guide to designing a life where you are truly winning at work and at home. And I hope that you are having a great week. In past episodes, we've talked about the power of intentional goal setting, honest self-reflection, and the role that strategic planning plays in driving achievement over time. I have shared my own journey and my learning experiences over the past few years on building and sustaining momentum, both in business and in life. Today, we're going to take a deeper dive into a tool that ties a lot of those elements together, and that's the quarterly review. So taking time every 3 months to step back, assess your progress, and recalibrate goals is crucial for your continuous improvement. And when it is done right, it creates the cadence of intention that really drives consistent growth. So in this episode, we're going to talk about some common mistakes that hinder an effective quarterly review and how to avoid those pitfalls. And I'm going to share some tips in maximizing these check-ins to accelerate your success. And we'll discuss why partnering with a coach can also enhance your review and planning process. So the aim of this episode is really to equip you with strategies to make the most of your quarterly review, to intentionally design each of your 90-day cycles to move you closer so that you are living the life that you want. So let's talk about the benefits of quarterly reviews. It's really easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and lose sight of the bigger picture. That's why it is crucial to have these intentional touch points every 90 days. Initially, when thinking about this episode, I was talking to one of my coaches and then also talking to a fellow coach that I regularly meet with. So we meet once a month and just talk about what we've been going through. And we both were lamenting on our meeting how the quarter passed by so fast. We didn't feel like we had accomplished all that we wanted to accomplish. And it wasn't until we started actually going through this quarterly review type process that we began to see the things that we actually were able to accomplish. Quarterly reviews serve multiple purposes. First, they provide consistency. Checking in each quarter creates a rhythm of achievement versus operating in a reactive mode. So here you're taking control of your growth in both in your personal and your professional life. Here are a few other benefits of conducting this type of quarterly review. When you're able to celebrate wins and progress, no matter how small that progress is, you're able to celebrate them because it's moving you closer to your overall goal. Number two, I think, is really important because it helps identify areas of improvement so that you can create plans to actually get back on track and course correct. And while you're doing that, it also helps to maintain your motivation and focus because you are routinely looking at the things that you're trying to accomplish. What are the habits? What are the steps that you're trying to take? Some of the pitfalls that get in the way of us doing these types of reviews include getting discouraged by goals that are not fully met. If you are being overly self-critical, dealing with perfectionism, if you're only focusing on the negatives and not celebrating the wins and viewing unmet goals as failures, rather than opportunities to improve. And another thing that happens is that we reflect without translating those insights into clear action plans for the future. Here are some ways you may be able to overcome this. So getting discouraged by unmet goals is really understandable, but the key is maintaining your perspective. Understand that progress is not linear. Reframe your setbacks as opportunities for growth and focus on accomplishments made, not just on remaining gaps.
Every step forward is still a win because it is a step towards your goal. Rather than view unmet goals as failures, see them as open doors. Failure is beneficial feedback on areas needing adjustments. Refocus your efforts and try new approaches. With the right mindset, stumbling blocks can become stepping stones. If you're only focusing on the negatives, it really skews your view. So intentionally identify strengths, achievements, and positives over the quarter or the reporting period and give yourself credit for all that you've done. A balanced assessment really helps us from losing motivation. In terms of turning reflection into action, you do want to use the insights that are gained to make specific measurable plans for improvement. You want to document tasks, metrics, and timelines, and then execute. So reflection without application is what I would say is wasted potential. The key in each case is maintaining positivity and objectivity so that you can be your own best advocate and guard yourself through the challenges while truthfully assessing opportunities for growth. With this mindset and being action-oriented, the pitfalls transform into catalysts for success. I want to take a moment to lean into the whole concept of reflection without application a little bit more, because reflection does provide insights on what went well, what needs improvements, and lessons learned. But those lessons then need to be translated into clear goals and action plans for the next quarter or for the next period. Think of reflection as gaining some raw data and planning as turning that data into your forward momentum. Setting goals based on those reflected insights is key to keeping the continuous improvement cycle of moving over time. So now I want to spend some time just reflecting on these questions for your review. So what are my biggest accomplishments and wins in the first quarter, both personally and professionally? Take some time to acknowledge and celebrate these achievements. What goals did I set for myself in Q1, and how much progress did I make towards them? If you didn't fully meet a goal, avoid self-criticism. Simply analyze what held you back and what you can adjust moving forward. The next question is, what new skills did I build over this quarter? Consider both technical and soft skills, or what I call the critical skills, like effective communication, emotional intelligence, leadership. So what new skills did you acquire this quarter? How did I show up for myself physically and mentally over the quarter? Did I build or maintain those positive habits? What relationship did I nurture or strengthen? Did any relationships fall by the wayside? What brought me joy and fulfillment over the past 3 months? What activities recharged me? Now I want to look ahead to the next quarter, and using the insights that you would gain from that reflection, here are some things to consider how you can, that can help move you forward. So this question is, what one or two key professional goals do I want to tackle in this next quarter? Pick something that's meaningful but realistic in terms of based on your other commitments and what you're working on. The next question is, what new habit or ritual do I want to incorporate for self-care? Perhaps daily meditation or weekly family hikes? You can start small, but it has to be meaningful to you. Another one is, who in my network should I make an effort to connect with more over the next quarter, whether that's personally or professionally or both? What skills do I want to develop this quarter through reading, courses, mentorship, coaching, or other resources? What fun or recharging experiences do I want to prioritize over this quarter and add them to your calendar? Listen, the quarterly cadence of personal and professional check-ins really helps to maintain self-awareness, accountability, and intentionality. I want you to be your own best advocate over the quarter, and you're going to find that you're going to make steady progress towards your definition of success. Remember, there is no one-size-fits-all definition. If you like the idea of doing this type of review, but you don't want to hold yourself accountable, then consider working with the coach, either one-on-one or in a group. Here's how some coaches may be able to benefit you. We can ask questions that spark deeper reflection and assessment of what's working versus what's not working. And we'll provide an outside vantage point that brings some objectivity. Coaches can help discern strengths and blind spots that you might miss on your own, as well as provide focused feedback for improvement. A coach's insight helps you gain greater self-awareness. Coaches help you maintain accountability towards your goals, consistently tracking your progress and prompting course corrections if needed. It's harder to let things slide when you have that coach checking in on you on a regular basis. Another value of having a coach is it encourages you through those obstacles, challenges, and periods of stagnation. And we support you and help you stay positively motivated. And another is that, given the permission, we can share strategies and tools and best practices to help optimize your review and your planning process, just in terms of things that we've worked through with our other clients. And so partnerships really accelerate your development, and it'll save you time compared to trial and error of doing it on your own. Listen, if you want to explore how I can help, you can email me at james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com, or you can use the link in the show notes to book an appointment so we can talk about your quarterly review, helping you develop your goals and living the life that you want, where you are winning at work and at home. Really appreciate you spending time with me this week. Think through these questions in terms of what you want to gain out of your quarterly review. I'm going to end this podcast like I end every podcast, and that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that actually follow through, do it, and are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. I want you to be great this week. I want you to have a great week. I want to remind you that you are worthy and that you are worth the effort. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide to winning at work and at home. All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.